Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. Today we got an NFL Draft Prospect Special. Today we're going to highlight Anthony Richardson, quarterback out of the University of Florida. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here. 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And joining me always, I consider him the best of doing this at a high level, breaking down all the NFL draft prospects of the 2023 NFL draft. He's going to give you truth. He's going to give you honesty. But most of all, it's usually going to pan out. Just look at his work on Trey Lance. So if you like the video, please come in and share it. And my man coming live from Key West, Florida, Mr. Daniel Kelly. How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, doing pretty well. The island's recovering from being on the backside of Hurricane Ian. But here I am the next week talking about ready to talk football.
Well, the most important thing, we hope that your family is well. We hope everybody became safe. You kind of told us that in the pre-show meeting. We're just glad that you're back in front of us today. And we're ready to talk some NFL football. And hopefully all the ones down there that was affected by Hurricane, you know, is that we hope their prayers and answers and blessings be handled and answered over the next few weeks.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Keller. And thank you to the people in Key West, Florida, and down on the coast of Florida. Now, let's talk about the young man from the University of Florida, Anthony Richardson.
Absolutely. We're staying in the state of Florida. That's a nice lead-in and words well spoken, Mr. Turner. You look at Anthony Richardson there on your screen. This is the big hype prospect of the 2023 NFL draft. 6'4", 232 pounds. Now, I went back and looked at him in only one game in 2021 because that's the only game film they had. He did not play that much in 2021. I looked at him against LSU. So I went ahead and flashed forward to 2022 and looked at him against Utah and against Kentucky. This is a kid that everyone jumped on the bandwagon early this season, but I'm just not seeing it. Okay, this is a guy who can for sure put together a very nice highlight tape, but I encourage our viewers not to fall for it. Of course, everyone got super hyped up. That's right, super hyped up on that big 45-yard touchdown run early this season. But it always comes down to the game film, okay? The game film does not lie. It doesn't come down to the 48.7% of the NFL draft community that sees him as a first-round pick on NFL mock draft database.com. It doesn't come down to politics. It doesn't come down to anything. It comes down to the game film and what Richardson has put himself, not my opinion, but what Richardson has put on game film as his football resume. Currently, Richardson is my QB 15 on my 2023 NFL draft big board for quarterbacks. That's right. I feel there's 14 other quarterbacks out there who are better suited for the NFL game than Richardson is. It's a very deep quarterback class. That's what this class is going to be known as, I believe, as we go into it. But let's unpack Richardson. First, let's talk about the positives, okay? Because there are are positives. What's on the game film? What does the game film say? He's an athletic dual threat. Okay, this guy has, he can move around, slide around. He can run a little bit. He can throw from the pocket. He's got excellent ball handling skills in the pocket when it comes to like the play action and that kind of a thing. And he has a very strong arm. Okay, he has an NFL arm. This is a guy who can gun it into the intermediate route levels in the middle portion in the field, downfield in the 15 to 25 yard range. He can gun it down there. I mean, he throws some beauties when it comes to throwing slants and throwing up the seams. He can do that with great velocity on the ball. He's best, however, in the short throwing range, and he can also take some heat off the ball. He's not just throwing like fastballs all the time. He can also take some heat and some hot sauce off the ball and throw finesse passes, touch passes as well. He's also decent at avoiding sacks. That's something I really like. A lot of these guys in college are terrible at it, and they take sacks. Not Richardson. He can evade and he can avoid some of these sacks and avoid the yardage losses that are associated with them. Now, Richardson is also a very tough runner who can take what defenses give him on the ground. This is not Michael Vick. This is not a guy who's going to take over a game with his feet, but he is a guy who's a tough runner who can pick up a few yards here and there. Now let's flip the coin to the other side. Look at the negatives, okay? Two sides to every coin, there are with every prospect. Okay, number one, he's inconsistent going through his progressions. Number two, he tends to hold the ball too long in the pocket. And this is the kiss of death. This is something we just saw it last week with Zach Wilson play against Pittsburgh, holding the ball for 3.29 seconds per PFF in the pocket. This is a problem because this is what allows, offensive linemen just cannot hold up that long in the pocket. Richardson has that tendency, like a Trey Lance, to hold the ball too long in the pocket. He has noticeable hesitation to piggyback off that. Noticeable hesitation before releasing. It almost looks like he's not sure of what he's looking at in terms of reading defenses downfield before he releases. It almost looks on film like there's a hesitation where he has to make sure where he's throwing the football before he does. That holding the ball too long hesitation is a big problem. Number three, he's got inconsistent ball placement. I'm not talking about accuracy downfield or completion percentage. I'm talking about where he puts the ball, where he places it downfield. He's not placing it where it needs to be, right in the hands. He's erratic at times. Sometimes the passes are too high. Sometimes they're too low. Sometimes they're behind the receiver. They're all over the road. Number four, he can be forced into making bad throws under pressure. This is a huge concern. Number five, like I touched on, he's not an elite runner. Okay, why are all these negatives, these five things, why are they so bad when it comes to the National Football League? Okay, as some who's been in the league, someone who's sat in an NFL war room before the draft. Let me say this. A quarterback who consistently shows he struggles going through his progression, holds the ball too long, can be forced into making bad throws, and has inconsistencies, erratic downfield ball placement is a recipe for interceptions in the National Football League. And that's what we're even seeing with Richardson at the college level. Okay, now, of course, as evaluators, we talk about competition level. Even at the level of competition Richardson's at currently at Florida with the Gators, right? Even where he's at, okay, at the time I looked at the stats, prior to the show, I thought we were going to do it last week, but because of the hurricane, we didn't. At that time, he was 38 out of 64, 59.4%, 529 yards, 8.3 yard average, 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. This guy's touchdown interception ratio is almost even at the college level, you know, and that's in 2021, rather. In 2022, okay, ESPN talked about the first four games, he had two touchdowns and five interceptions. Okay, this guy is going to be an interception machine at the NFL level. He is even at the college level, and that's very concerning when you're talking about a first-round pick. You need first-round picks to be pro-ready, come in and not throw those kind of interceptions. We see the headache that Zach Wilson's been with the hat I have on with the New York Jets. Okay, now the other thing before we conclude is Richardson creates most of his own drama when he has to take off and run, and clearly he doesn't know what he's looking at downfield. He holds the ball too long, and that's where he's creating his own drama in a lot of his highlights. You know what I mean? That again, the touchdown interception ratio is a concern. For my money, I put a seventh round grade on Richardson. He's draftable only from the standpoint that he has the arm, the athletic ability, but he's raw. He's a real project. Okay, and I walked away not being impressed because you just can't make it in the NFL with throwing the ball the way he does and being as reckless as he is. He's going to have to clean up things and clean up things fast, you know. But hey, this, like I said at the top of the show, this is going to be the hype prospect of the 2023 draft, okay? Just CBS Sports, okay? We all know CBS Sports came out a couple days ago and said that this guy is going to come off the boards as a second quarterback in the first round. And I don't get that because on Twitter, there was a tweet showing that, you know, through the first four games, he only completed 53.7% of his passes, which was last amongst all SEC quarterbacks. So, Mr. Turner, Anthony Richardson, there's things you like about him. There's things that you wish you didn't do. What are your thoughts on this quarterback from the University of Florida?
Well, with this platform, it's so great because we kind of have different opinions about players. And by no means, you've been a scout in this business way much longer than I have. I've never been a scout on a personal level, so I look at these players a lot differently. When I look at Anthony Richardson, the potential is enormous. See, I look at the same things they said about Lamar Jackson when he came out of Louisville. Same type of comments. You can go back and hear it. But look at where Lamar Jackson is now. I look at the same things they said about Vince Young. Vince Young had a pretty decent early first years in the NFL with the Titans. Then, of course, Michael Vick. We know what Michael Vick could do with his feet, but it was always a question about his accuracy. But I look at Anthony Richardson, a quarterback with a lot of potential. This is a young man that hasn't played a lot of football. Last year, he only started, like you said, I believe, one game, and he had to alternate with Emory Jones, a guy that was ahead and who had been there a while, who's now starting for Arizona State. Then think about this, the coaching change. He's got a new coach in Billy Napier, a coach that's got a lot of confidence in him. And there's no question about it, Anthony Richardson has made some poor throws watching him, but also, too, he's played pretty well. See, it's the thing about me. When I look at a player, I look at the competition. Yeah, he might be a 53% pass, but I look at the Utah game. That's why everybody got hyped. A Utah team that's still ranked in the top 10, probably outside USC, is the best team in the Pac-12. And without Anthony Richardson in that game, Florida was nowhere to be found. Then I waited back. Like you said, I watched Twitter way back. I watched everybody else on social media. But I said, hey, he going to go play against Tennessee. Tennessee ranked number, 11 at the time. The biggest game in University of Tennessee football history in some years. Playing before over 100,000. See, that's something about being there and knowing the environment. Because I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I had a nephew that graduated from Tennessee in 2009. I had three players out of my neighborhood that played there. I know the atmosphere for a visiting team. 100,000 of them people up there with that moonshine going. They're not going to be friendly to an opposing player, especially the quarterback position. And what did Anthony Richardson do on the biggest stage? Almost 515 total yards offense. Looked good throwing the football. They made plays. It was like Vince Young going against USC in the national championship game. And then think about this. He had to play at a high level because the other young man on the other side, Hendon Hooker, was playing at a high level. And if Hendon Hooker hadn't played at a high level, Tennessee wouldn't have won that football game. They were going back and forth. But then I look at this. Okay. I think about Reggie Collier that played at Southern Mississippi in 1981 and got a shot with the Dallas Cowboys. Same kind of comments. Then I think about Joe Hamilton that played here locally at Georgia Tech. He didn't have a great first year, but ended up getting drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and won a Super Bowl ring. Then I think about another quarterback, Danny Davis, that played at the University of Houston when I was a freshman, 78, 79, Southwest Conference Player of the Year. Then I think about Derek Ramsey of Kentucky. Great comparison. Same thing. They said Mr. Ramsey can't throw the football. But you know what Mr. Ramsey did? He went through all that in the 70s. Kentucky in 1977, he led Kentucky to an undefeated season. And they won the SEC that year. Then think about Brett Favre out of Hancock Central. When he was at Southern Miss, same thing coming in the draft. Brett Favre going into his senior year. Oh, he erratic with the football. And I think Brett Favre, his completion percentage back in during that time when he was at Southern Miss in the 90s was like 58, 59%. But at the end of the day, we saw how them gentlemen paid out. No question about it, Anthony Richardson has a lot of flaws. But I'm taking the flaws over the ability. I think with the proper coach, because he has not played a lot of football. One game started this year, then he started four games this year. That's kind of hard to evaluate a kid right now that's kind of moving up the ladder. That's the same thing with Lamar Jackson. I remember Lamar Jackson came here in the Chick-fil-A game, I believe his freshman year, and they played Auburn. And Lamar Jackson maybe completed, I got to go back to my history line. I think Lamar Jackson was like 3 of 12 in that game. He had over 100 yards rushing, but everybody was in love with Lamar Jackson, his running ability. But hey, you know what? Look what Lamar Jackson did under Bobby Petrino. Each year he progressed. He ended up winning the Heisman Trophy. Then even when he went in the NFL draft, he was the last pick in 2018, and people were still questioning him. That's all your hype, man. And I wanted to know what was Lamar Jackson's completing percentage. It was same like Anthony Richardson. But however, look at Lamar Jackson now. I love this young man simply because I think he got a lot of ability. Granted, he got flaws, but I look at the two biggest games on their schedule. He came to play. The Kentucky game was a rough game for him, but look where Kentucky at. Kentucky got one of the best defenses in the country and coached by a real outstanding coach, Mark Stoops. But think about this. Look at the talent level also around Anthony Richardson. Rebuilt offensive line. Got Martell Johnson, who's a transfer from Louisiana, came over with Coach Billy Napier. Got a true freshman, Trevor Antion, who's the baby brother of Travis, the Antion young man that's playing with Jacksonville. Then look at the receiver position. He don't have no burners. Justin Shorter has probably been his best guy. So look at athletically, you're looking at Florida's offense, I don't see anybody that really break the top off. But then I think about this. Tim Tebow had a great career in Florida. And Tim Tebow was a phenomenal football player. But I think about if Anthony Richardson would have had the toys like Tim Tebow, Percy Harvin, Riley Cooper, Aaron Hernandez, Jeff Demps, then the Pouncey brothers blocking. And then I think about when Danny Wolf was in Florida. Suppose Anthony Richardson right now would have had Redell Anthony, Jacquez Green, Fred Taylor. See, to me, it's a whole dynamic when you're looking at a young man at the quarterback position. And you look at Anthony Richardson, new coach with Billy Napier, rebuilt offensive line, three new starters, two of them transfers. Then really nobody out front. So, of course, and then Anthony Richardson only started, what, one or two games his redshirt freshman year? To me, that's kind of hard to overcome. But I'm not an NFL scout. I'm not a guy that look at film every day. I go more or less on my feelings. You know what I mean? I get excited. But I look at the young man in the two biggest games of the year. I can understand why the hype. He's going to improve as the season go on. And if he gets to the right team, it don't matter whether he goes in the first round, the seventh round. But if he gets to the right system and people coach him up and be patient with him. See, think about this. Josh Allen with Buffalo. First 2 years in the league, couldn't throw the football. But the third year, click. Lamar Jackson, same thing. Michael Vick eventually became a passer. This young man's got some very, very special talent. And his talent is, as from an athletic standpoint, is Vince Young. It's Michael Vick. It's Lamar Jackson. It make you get up and come out of your seat. When I saw him play against Utah, you know what I thought, DK? I thought about when I was 6 years old. O.J. Simpson making that hell of five 64-yard run. USC number one. UCLA number one. Quarterback by Gary Beamon. Go look at the film when he put that plant foot and went all the way. Then I look at Anthony Richardson, the plays he made against Tennessee. Before 100-some thousand. I can believe and understand why the hype machine is on Anthony Richardson. If he gets the coaching, he keeps his head right. He's going to keep making mistakes. But you know what? He's going to improve. And what I like about him, I like how the team rallies around him. The poise, the confidence, the toughness he shows, the physicality. Every time Florida need a play made in them games, even this season, he made it. And maybe he put too much on himself, doing too many things. See, when you're in a situation like him, you're playing in the SEC, the greatest conference in all of college football, stars, first round, 12, 13 players being drafted, and you don't have that special offensive talent around you, you're gonna try to force a little bit. And the thing that I'm gonna say this, I just like to say, what would he have if he had that thing like Tim Tebow have, them toys, or Danny Warfel? Well, we'll be talking about him in a different aspect now. Remember, he's got a new coach that's coming over learning the league. Anthony Richardson is a guy, the first 4 weeks of college football, he's a guy that made me get up out of my seat like when I was 6 years old and I saw O.J. Simpson at L.A. Memorial College. See him! Take that 64-yard run. When I saw Anthony Richardson against Utah, that 45-yard run, you know what? Twitter went off the chain. You know who led to Twitter? Warren Sapp said, you cannot teach that. That's all I got to say about Anthony Richardson. I love him.
Hey, you know, Mr. Turner, you make a very compelling argument. You know, I remember sitting in the war room at the New York Jets, and this is what makes scouting so much fun, is you have different perspectives, right, on the same player. And that's what that I applaud your passion about this young man. And I want to piggyback for a second, you know, talking about this, because this is where it becomes vitally important to put the right round grade on somebody like this, because you touched on the potential. You used the word potential several times, Mr. Turner. And I look back at the history of the National Football League in the draft. 53% of first rounders are busts. Why? Okay, I believe after being around the game for 40 years, I believe it's because we look at certain characteristics and fall in love with them, and we ignore the game film. Does he have some strong characteristics? Sure he does. I touched on them. But the thing of it is knowing where to put him. Now, you touched on Tim Tebow. You touched on Lamar Jackson, okay? The one thing that those two quarterbacks had that Anthony Richardson does not have is they were elite, dominant runners, okay? And especially Lamar Jackson, right? We see what he does in Baltimore. What does that mean? Guys like Tebow and Lamar Jackson were able to move around and to run to the point where they could leverage defenses by getting defenses to adjust to them, opening up wider leverage, on the routes, route leverage downfield, and complete more passes. And what am I saying? They were able to dictate the defenses more than Anthony Richardson is. Does he have strong characteristics and traits? Sure he does. He has a strong arm, great ball handling. He can move around to the pocket. All those things I touched on. But it comes down to, we see how Trey Lance has gotten killed in San Francisco by holding the ball too long and then being hesitant in the pocket. This is a huge concern. Will he get drafted? More than likely. Is he better than a lot of these quarterbacks? I don't believe he is. But you're excited about Mr. Turner, and you have a lot of football. You've forgotten more about football than most people know. So I respect what you're saying. It'll be interesting to see really what he does during this 2022 season. That's what it's going to come down to, how he progresses through this season. But again, I go back to that level of competition. If you can't do it in Florida, you sure aren't going to do it in the NFL. And so that's the biggest concern I have with Anthony Richardson going forward into the 2023 NFL draft.
Like I said, you brought up a good point. Like I said, you've been in the war room. You've been around some great people in this profession. Make no bones, I haven't. I'm just speaking on maybe emotionally, liking a young man. But I know this.
There's things I like.
At the end of the day, I think you get baptized playing in the SEC. And I think you just made a comment where if he can't make it in the SEC, then how he's going, let me get this try, he's going to make it on the next level. I think most of our, I can't really agree with that because of the coaching. Think about it. He only has a coach that's came over, and the coach, Billy Napier, this is his system. But I'm going to say this. The great thing about breaking these players down and talking about this great game of football, everybody's not going to agree. Everybody got different opinions. The great thing I love here at 100 Yards Football is that we can respect everybody's opinion and move on, whether indifferent or not. And the thing that I think about Anthony Richardson, I think about a comment that you just said. It goes back to a gentleman I saw when I graduated from Arkansas, and I was home in Memphis, Tennessee. My first year out of school, I was trying to work on my teacher's degree, and I went to Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. I saw this kid. He was about 6'2", 6'3", about 175 pounds. And the only reason I went out there to see him play, I had a young man I grew up with that played football at Alcorn State. He said, you got to come see this guy. And that guy ended up, and he was taken 15th overall in the 85 draft by the 49ers. And he ended up, in my opinion, pound for pound, the greatest football player that ever played this game, Jerry Rice. But I think about back then, all the NFL pundits, too slow, never make it in the league. But when you look at it, there's one stat that sticks out to me. And you look at all the great players, Randy Moss that's played in the league, the Calvin Johnsons. But this gentleman got over 219 total touchdowns. And he's out of Enobina, Mississippi. Place where my mother and father from. His name is Jerry Rice. Then I think about Willie Davis, who's an undrafted free agent in the 57 draft, played at Grambling. Went to Cleveland, played two bad years there, but it was a guy that said, you know what? I got to have him on my squad. And the reason I got to have this gentleman, because he's going to change my fate, because I'm taking this job up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And that team was the Green Bay Packers. And that guy was Vince Lombardi. And the gentleman I'm talking about, Willie Davis. A lot of people had counted him out. But what's so great about this great game, I love the stories. I like the young man that battled through adversity. Anthony Richardson is at a tremendous football program. It's produced great players. John Reeves, Tim Tebow, Carlos Alvarez, Emmitt Smith, all-time leading rusher. So I look at the pressure. But I love the hype machine, brother. So my final words, Anthony Richardson, when it's all said and done, and listen to this. I'm not saying that He by no means he's going to be a star. All I'm saying is, and you're right, Mr. Kelly, I keep saying potential, but it has to come with a coach believing that you're on the next level, a coach that understands your weaknesses, a coach that's going to have some time with you. See, that's what Jeff Fisher did with Steve McNair. That's what John Harbaugh has done with Lamar Jackson. But hey, that's why I love this platform. That's why I love you. That's why I love everything about 100 yards of football. Because I get to say, and we get to say, different opinions on these great athletes. This young man's got a lot of potential, man. Right system, right coaching. I don't know him personally, but I know this. If he's watching what has happened to Trey Lance, and if he's studying the game, watching the NFL, what's going on now, what it takes, I believe this young man is going to put in the work ethic. And the reason I say this, I remember the first game against Utah this year. He came under so much criticism. Him, the Florida football team, there was like a, I believe, a 10-point underdog. But after the game, like Warren Sapp said, you can't teach that. And then he didn't even have a touchdown leading up to the Tennessee game. You know what I said? I'm going to stand back and I'm going to watch and see how he played against Tennessee because I know the environment. I've been up in the stands cheering for another team, over 100-some thousand, cheering for Memphis State in 1985, me, my ex-brother-in-law's. And you know what happened that day? Because I'm going to tell you the environment in Knoxville. We up there cheering for Memphis State. Dun, 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 dun. You know what happened? And it was raining that day. Tennessee went up in that game, and me and my two ex-brother-in-laws looked up in the stands and got hit with beer. So for that gentleman to go in the Neyland Stadium a couple of weeks ago, even though Florida didn't win the football game against a Tennessee team that's ranked eighth in the country and put 515 total yards. Hey, man, I wouldn't bet against them. Final words on Anthony Richardson as we move on here from 100 Yards Football. Mr. Kelly, final words right quick on Anthony Richardson.
Well, we're just going to have to see how he does this season, Mr. Turn. That's all I have for now.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
My thing about Anthony Richardson, he's what you call get up out of your seat when you're on the dance floor. Anthony Richardson's a special football player playing at a special university. Today, I'd like to say thank you to everyone watching our videos today. I'm Vincent Turner, 100 Yards Football. Thank you to our NFL scout. And right quick, give them your website, your new website that you broke open 3 weeks ago.
It's firstroundmock.com.
And the gentleman that made it happen, I call him Babyface Nelson. My man, West Georgia graduate, Mr. Logan Landis. Thank you, man, because you make us look good every week. And without your production and without your hard work, I'm blessed. I wouldn't be here in front of y'all today here on 100 Yards Football. And thank you again, Mr. Daniel Kelly, coming live.
Thank you, guys.
From West Florida.
God bless. Take care. Have a good day.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.